I was visited by angels. They rested their head on my shoulder. They said, you will have many bosses in this life, and you will want to murder them, but don't. It had come to this. I was looking at 40. I was living in Texas. I was delivering pizzas. The manager was 19 years old. He was new, and he didn't know the rules. Rule number one, I know how to do my job. Leave me alone. Rule number two, I know how to do my fucking job. Leave me the fuck alone. I had a friend that worked there, a Texas native, same age as me. He had a job working for the state doing environmental law violation, righteous work, busting big corporations. He was going through a divorce, so he was supplementing his income by working at the pizza shop. He couldn't understand why the boss got under my skin. The boss's name was Chris. He had red hair and a lot of pimples. You've heard the expression, beat him like a redheaded stepson? They wrote it for him. He liked to imitate Ice Cube and say stuff like biatch and diac. Sounded really stupid coming out of his mouth. When you weren't delivering pizzas, you had to do work around the store, folding boxes, bussing tables, sweeping floors. Chris was reading about me a little bit in the local press, so he got a big kick out of trying to order me around, especially if there was a pretty girl at the register. One day, I was cleaning dough trays. A chimp could clean dough trays. Not a genius chimp. Not an astronaut chimp. Not one of those chimps that used to be on Lancelot Link Super Chimp. That showed my age, didn't it? Holy shit. No, it'd be like a fucking retard chimp. Chris stood behind me and stared. He said, the dough trays weren't clean yesterday. Make sure you get the corners. My brain went hot and fuzzy like a burrito that's been left in the microwave for an hour. I saw Paisley. I was visited by angels. I had to do something, so I grabbed Chris by the dick and held hard, and I didn't let go. There's a good possibility, in light of both his looks and his personality, that no one had ever touched Chris's dick before. He was a dick touch virgin. We could have brought him to the anal sex lounge. Dave's anal sex lounge. Sorry. I could see it in neon, though. It's like that fucking, that scene from Boogie Nights where, you know, the Dirk, whatever his name, Dirk Dingle, where he sees it in neon. I see Dave's anal sex lounge in neon. I didn't stop there. I paraded Chris out to the dining room where I announced to both the clientele and my fellow coworkers, hey, you want to get Chris to shut up, grab him by the dick, and he'll jump like a roach from Decon. Chris never talked to me again. My same age Texas native friend said, hey, Ed, you keep kissing ass like that, you're going to make management. I worked there another 4 months. I got signed to Mercury Records the same week I got Employee of the Month. Chris stole $100 out of the night deposit bag and got fee-ired. Thank the angels.